We're back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling.
We got some Trout Stream intel from you earlier this hour and some Huron Bay information regarding the Mayfly hatches getting started there. Now I want to move over to Keweenaw Bay, and it seems like it's a roll of the dice. Some days I'm getting great reports, other days nothing.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing. You know, we got a fishing league, so we're constantly keeping in touch with guys to see what's going on, and that seems to be the same report. In fact, we'll get 20 boats out in the evening, and half will do fairly decent. The other half won't catch a thing. So you got to really work to find them, I think is what it is. The fish are there. They are aggressive. You just got to find them first. So,
are you hearing anything about water depths, thermoclines, water temps, any of that?
No, it's varying so much. If the wind comes out of the south and west and blows some of that warm water out and cycles the cool in, then it's going to shallow up. But right now that water is changing pretty dramatically from day to day. And then we had that full moon the last few days, which I think affects fishing to some degree. So,
you think it's a negative?
I think it's a negative. Seemed to shut them right down. Especially like if you go deep looking for lake trout, those that you're seeing on the bottom are more lethargic on these full moon days. So I don't know about salmon so much. But
well, hopefully things will pick up here as we get on, you know, the waning side of a full moon. Are you hearing anything about hot colors, hot moonshine spoons, hot fin spoons, flies, meat rigs?
I see more guys are using meat rigs here now, a little bit now, and they're trying to go with some flies and flashers, so they're kind of switching over from just a lure to flies and flashers and some meat rigs. I noticed, like on Iraq, the colors that are going are the bloody nose, the glow bloody nose, the brighter colors again, Wonder Bread, you know, that type of thing. Still some oranges are going out the door, so I'm assuming the oranges are still working.
All right, well, what about depths? Are they finding any depth that seems to be good on certain days?
You know, the active fish are still up, yeah, I guess, shallower than 40 feet, it seems like. They're going down deeper at times, but the guys who are sometimes keeping 4, 5, 6, 8 colors off the side of the boat are picking up most of their fish on that occasionally. So the active fish seem to be up into the upper level of water, like, say, up shallower than 50 feet anyway. So,
Well, it's something anyway, and I'll look forward to hopefully seeing things pick up as, you know, we get rid of this full moon and hopefully get back to a consistent fishery on the big lake. Because they're slamming the salmon down in Lake Michigan. It sure would be nice to hear some good reports consistently coming out of Lake Superior. So keep us posted.
I will. I hope they don't go too far. So,
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Berrigan, hooking us up with a Keweenaw Bay Huron Bay report right here on the Outdoor Show.